Here's a thought about electronic shutters, which I assume most of you have on your digital cameras, and they're a new technology, so it requires that we know a little bit about them so that we can use them intelligently. And that's kind of where the problem comes in. If you go onto YouTube and look at a lot of camera reviews and etc. forums, a lot of people seem to be all against electronic shutters for what appears to be three specific reasons. The first reason is electronic shutters can introduce something called the Jell-O effect, more technically known as rolling shutter. And this is because the readout of an electronic shutter is line by line rather than the entire image at once. And if the object is moving in between the first line of readout and the last line of readout, it can be distorted. Particularly, verticals can be slanted and airplane propellers can be warped, that kind of thing. So there's a strike against electronic shutters, and people say just avoid them. And then, under certain kinds of artificial light, if the pulsing of the artificial light unfortunately syncs with the readout of the electronic shutter, you can get some yellow banding that goes throughout the image. A second strike against electronic shutters, and people say avoid them and don't use them. And the third reason is that there is sometimes a loss of dynamic range with an electronic shutter, particularly at the higher ISOs. So a lot of people just say don't use them. I think we need to think more deeply about the complicated and very sophisticated tools that we now have available. There are some excellent reasons to use electronic shutters, but like everything else, we have to use it intelligently. We have to know when it's the right time to use them and when it's not. In particular, electronic shutters have a very fast frame rate. So in sports photography, electronic shutters can be very useful. If you're doing burst shooting of a still subject in particular, where you're trying to catch a facial expression, not necessarily someone running across a field, there can be very useful. They also eliminate the mechanical wear and tear on the mechanical shutter on your camera, so they can extend the life of your camera. The point is that electronic shutters have virtues and some problems. Mechanical shutters have virtues and some problems. And I think the intelligent photographer these days needs to study up and really understand the capabilities of their cameras. Sometimes that silent electronic shutter is the perfect answer, particularly for wildlife photography or photography where noise would be a problem, like during a ceremony, wedding ceremony or something like that. Electronic shutters can be very useful. But there are times you want to avoid them. So, caveat emptor.